A man from Williford, Arkansas has been arrested on rape charges. The Sharp County Sheriff's Office arrested 20-year-old William Rutledge on charges of rape, terroristic threatening, and aggravated assault. He's being held in the Sharp County Detention Center. A well-being check leads to the arrest of a fugitive wanted out of Texas County. Howe County Sheriff's Office announced the successful apprehension of a wanted fugitive following a well-being check in the Pomona area on Tuesday. When dispatched to County Road 4190, deputies responded to a call for service after a citizen reported a male walking along the roadway without a shirt or shoes and appearing disoriented. As deputies were en route, the individual reportedly ran into a wooded area upon hearing law enforcement approaching. Howe County Sheriff's Department made contact with the reporting party, who provided a description of the man. The description matched that of an individual who had earlier fled from the Missouri State Highway Patrol traffic stop. Deputies immediately initiated a search of the surrounding wooded area, but were initially unable to locate the suspect. The Sheriff's Department used a drone and quickly identified what appeared to be a person lying on the ground in dense woods. Guided by the drone's location tracking, deputies and K-9 Aries entered the wooded area and conducted call-outs. The suspect eventually revealed his location and was taken into custody without incident. The individual identified himself as Lee Strom. Deputies confirmed the suspect's true identity was Levi Strom of Licking, Missouri, through the Department of Revenue photograph. A subsequent records check showed that Strom had an active burglary warrant out of Texas County and was also wanted on a 24-hour hold by the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Strom was taken to Howe County Adult Detention Center, where he was booked on the Texas County warrant and held pending additional charges. A man from Rolla was injured in an accident in Texas County. The Highway Patrol reports the 57-year-old man suffered serious injuries when he entered a corner too fast and drove off the road and overturned the semi he was driving. The man was taken to Cox South in Springfield. The accident happened on Highway MM, 5 miles north of Mountain Grove. A Mountain Home man was arrested Wednesday afternoon on felony charges. 37-year-old Joshua Inquist was arrested on charges of criminal use of property, laundering proceeds, organized retail theft, and revocation of a bench warrant. He was taken to Baxter County Detention Center, bond set at $5,000. Thayer Mammoth Spring Rotary met Wednesday for the regular meeting, and the guest speaker was Thayer Assistant Chief of Police, Luke Martin. He talked about Shop with a Cop.
We do Shop with a Cop every year, and this is going to be our 27th year of doing it. So if you don't know what that is we actually we have applications come into the police department on children in need and families in need of just to help with Christmas. So we come, normally we do on the second Saturday, December. This year we moved it up just to be in line with the parades and everything that we do. So it's going to be the 6th this year, but we'll actually go shopping with the kids at Walmart. It's just the children, unless they're infants or somebody smaller. And the parents don't come. It's the kids get to pick what they want.
He talked about the number of kids they serve. The
last 3 years, we have grown about 15 kids every year. And last year we had 103 kids, and we were able to get them $100 each last year.
After the program, the Rotary presented Martin with a check for $1,800 for Shop with a Cop. Voters in Cave City School District voted on a millage extension for a new elementary school. The voters approved the extension by a vote of 525-97, allowing the district to get more than $12.7 million to build the new school. The new elementary school is planned to be a 72,000-square-foot facility. The new school will replace the current elementary school building built in the 1960s. Also on Tuesday, Pocahontas School District voted to reject an increase in the school millage to build a new high school. The vote there was 813 no votes, 664 yes votes. The Ozarks Healthcare Foundation invites the community to take part in its annual Lights of Life program, a beloved tradition that honors and celebrates loved ones throughout the holiday season. Lights may be purchased in memory or in celebration for $10, with all proceeds supporting vital programs and services throughout Ozarks Healthcare. This year's tree lighting ceremony is set for 5:30 p.m. on Monday, December 8th at Ozarks Healthcare, Grill 59. Point, located near the main entrance at 1100 Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. The evening will include light refreshments, festive entertainment, and a warm gathering as the tree comes to life.